It's fair to expect big things from cornerback Xavier Rhodes as he enters his second season with the Vikings in 2014, and here's why. It's the improvement he's showed throughout the course of his rookie season, and we're going to illustrate that improvement to you by taking a look at the tape from last year. Now, the first play, it comes against the Detroit Lions, and it's week one, but not only that, it's the first snap of the season, the first snap of Xavier Rhodes' NFL career, and what does he have for a matchup? Only Calvin Johnson, the best receiver in the NFL. First snap of the season, and here's our guy, Xavier Rhodes, at the bottom of the screen. He's got a one-on-one matchup with Calvin Johnson. Of course, Matthew Stafford is going to see that, and he's going to try and exploit our rookie corner. As we roll the tape, you're going to see Xavier Rhodes' welcome to the NFL moment. It happens on his first snap. Calvin Johnson sees Xavier, sees a rookie in press coverage, and Calvin Johnson is the one who gets his hands on Xavier Rhodes and sheds him to break open. Fortunately for the Vikings, you'll see this is an incomplete pass, but watch how easily Calvin Johnson gets open on this play. Basically swats Xavier Rhodes away like a fly. Now, Xavier's not the first cornerback that that's happened to against Calvin Johnson, but here's the key. Xavier learned from this experience and got a lot better. We're going to show you that in the second play here against the Chicago Bears. Here you're going to see that improvement by Xavier as he's going against the Chicago Bears. Top of the screen, lined up against Brandon Marshall, if not the best receiver in our division, the second best receiver in our division behind Calvin Johnson, whom we saw in the first play. Now, in that first play, you saw Calvin Johnson basically shed Xavier and break open to try and catch the Matthew Stafford pass. Well, Brandon Marshall is going to try the same thing here. It's just not going to work on our guy. Xavier sticks with him, gets his hands on him right here to disrupt the timing of the route. Marshall breaks to the end zone. McCown sees him and delivers, but there's number 29 right there saying Rhodes closed. No touchdown happening here. That's a PBU for Xavier Rhodes. A great job by Xavier in press coverage against a big, tall, physical receiver breaking up a touchdown pass. One of the most important jobs for an NFL cornerback is to be able to turn and run with the receiver down the field, but also know when to look back to make a play on the ball. You're going to see Xavier Rhodes has already mastered that trick at the NFL level. This play is going to show you that. It comes against the Green Bay Packers. Here's James Jones. This is going to be the intended receiver on this play. He's going to get an outside release and go down the sideline looking for a touchdown pass, but Xavier Rhodes is going to stick with him the entire time and make a play on the ball. Let's roll the tape here, and you see Jones, that outside release, and he's getting down the field, but Xavier turns around just in time and makes a play on the ball. Now, right here, this is where you see the advantage of having a big corner. Xavier Rhodes, almost 6'2" tall. He's listed as 6'1", but he's close to 6'2", long arms. That's why you see coaches and scouts valuing that size in a corner. When you can get a corner that has great movement skills, quickness, agility, and speed, but also the size of Xavier Rhodes, he can make plays just like this. The receiver's in pretty good position to make the catch here, and it's not a bad throw either. Xavier Rhodes is just too good, and he makes the play on the ball. Now, the next step for Xavier Rhodes, an interception, making big plays, big splashy plays for the defense. What makes a good defensive player a great defensive player is when he can get his hands on the ball and score with it. I think you're going to see that from Xavier Rhodes in 2014.